Here's a thought I'll title, The Diffraction Boogeyman. But before I do that, can I have just a moment to celebrate Here's a Thought Commentary number 1200, and to say thank you to everyone who listens to these commentary. Obviously, if I didn't have listeners, I wouldn't be motivated to produce them. And because you're listening to these Here's a Thought commentaries, you might be interested to know that there's lots of other material available over at Lenswork Online. If you're not a member, I want to encourage you to take a look. We have a 30-day trial membership for $10 that gives you access to everything at Lenswork Online, including all 1,200 of these Here's a Thought commentaries, plus 1,300 podcasts, plus the entire content of the visual workshops, plus editors' comments from every issue of Lenswork, interviews with photographers. Literally, I could go on and on, terabytes of information. And our philosophy is to just keep adding more and more and more content every day, every week. That's why I create 20 new snippets of content every week for members of Lenswork Online. So, like I say, if you enjoy these Here's the Thought commentaries, give Lenswork Online a try. $10 for 30-day trial. If you like it, it's $59 a year to sign up. And hopefully you'll find the content at Lenswork Online is as valuable to you as you're finding these Here's a Thought commentaries. So with that, thank you, and I suppose a little commercial message. Let me jump into today's topic, which is the diffraction boogeyman. I've read and heard about the problems of diffraction my whole life. But of course, there are times when using those tiny, tiny apertures that supposedly introduce a softness in the image because of diffraction, sometimes it's necessary. There were times in my view camera days when I would use the tilts and swings of the view camera, and that would solve any depth of field issues. But even so, there were also times when I would use a tilt and swing and still need to use F32 or F64. And the same thing can be said today. I think when you need that depth of field, there's no reason not to shoot at F16 or F22, even though the experts will tell you that diffraction will soften the image. The problem with that is it only softens the image if you compare one shot at F22 to another at F5.6. The one shot at 5.6 might be sharper where the focus point is, but it might be out of focus in areas that you don't want it to be out of focus because of the shallow depth of field. So if you shoot at F16 or F22, or if your lens happens to go to F32, yeah, you might get a little diffraction. But that might be a sharper image in those out of focus near and far areas and preserve the depth of field you need for the subject. I never give diffraction a thought because when I need to shoot at F16 or F22, I do so and the images just work. When I go look at them in Lightroom using a metadata search for all of the images I've shot at F22, I don't look at them and say, gee whiz, they're slightly out of focus, because they don't feel slightly out of focus unless I compare them to something shot, you know, at F4 or 5.6 or something like that. So don't be afraid of those smaller apertures. When you need the depth of field, use them unhesitatingly, and I guarantee you'll never know that they might be theoretically a little soft, even visually a little soft. You won't notice that at all if it's a great picture, and if it needs the depth of field to make it a better picture. Just use it and forget about all of that expert advice that says diffraction will mess up your pictures. Now, what will mess up your pictures is having a shallow depth of field with out of focus areas when you really need them to all be in focus to make the picture a success.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.